Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us this evening, Shinedown singer Brent Smith is our guest. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me. I haven't heard your voice in a while, so this is nice.
Yes, for sure. It's been a minute. Obviously, Shinedown's latest album is out there. It's called Threat to Survival. Last month, the band released a video for asking for it. It's pretty funny, but there's a lot of truth to it. Brent, how do you think the music industry, or how does the music industry continue to surprise you?
I got to be honest with you, there's not a lot that surprises me anymore. I don't really take the calls anymore where somebody gets on the phone with me and says, are you sitting down? It's not necessary for me anymore. There's always twists and turns, and you got to learn how to be as positive as you can be, because the industry can be really, really negative. But I always think about it from the fact of the matter that I'm still the 15-year-old kid in, you know, the middle of the audience looking up at the artist that I'm watching, and I'm still just enamored by that. And that's what we really try to do day in and day out. With Shinedown is make sure that the audience is 100% taken care of at all time. And I got to be honest, next year we will have been on Atlantic Records for 20 years, and they are, and I'm not just saying this because I've worked with them for a long time, they're the most incredible record label in the world, and that's not lip service, I mean that. Some people might have different opinions about what I just said, just with the industry as a whole, but we've been very fortunate to always be viewed as artists first and foremost when it comes to our record label.
Brent from Shinedown with us tonight. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brent from Shinedown on the show with us tonight. Shinedown is going to be touring in the fall with Five Finger Death Punch, and we've got a show at the Honda Center October 29th at Shinedown, Five Finger Death Punch, 6 a.m. and As Lions. And Brent, you're extremely intense on stage, and so is the audience, like responding to the message of your music. What's changed most about your creativity as Shinedown has gotten more popular?
I think the reason why it is so serious when you come and you watch a Shinedown show is because I think that people, whether they've been there from the beginning or whether they are just kind of figuring out who we are, the story of us that's still being told, but the interpretation is that from an emotional standpoint, you're going to be able to really let go at a Shinedown show and go through an entire just arsenal of feelings, because the songs that we write, we literally don't pull them out of thin air. We just can't. We can only really write about what we know and what we've been through and the people we've met and the places that we've been to and the circumstances and the situations, once again, that we've come in front of and we've had to face. So there's a lot of truth in these songs that we write. And I think the audience knows that. And that's why it's so intense, because the subject matter isn't really lighthearted, if you know what I mean. Most of the time, it's going to be something from an emotional standpoint and a song standpoint. The subject matter is going to be intense. And I've never really shied away from that. I'm the main lyricist in the band, so I just really put it out there. So I think, if anything, what's gone on over the years and what's been tried and true is the fact that the one thing that we are, hands down, is a very, very honest band about what we present to the audience from our performance, but also what we do in the studio and we present in the songs.
Shinedown singer Brent Smith with us tonight. Shinedown and Five Finger Death Punch playing the Honda Center on October 29th with 6 a.m. and As Lions. Caller 25 right now at 800-955-KLOS wins tickets furnished by AEG Live. Good luck. More with Brent plus music from Megadeth and Iron Maiden coming up on Whiplash. 95.5 KLOS, this is Whiplash. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brent Smith from Shinedown on the show with us tonight. Shinedown playing a show with Five Finger Death Punch and 6 a.m. at the Honda Center on October 29th. And Shinedown has had a ton of top 10 and number one hits. What, Brent, never changes to you about how it feels to have a hit song?
That I'm very grateful And I don't take it lightly. And I know that I have been able to, from hard work, don't get me wrong, afford myself the moments now. Maybe when I was younger, I didn't do this, but as I've gotten older, I will allow myself to stop for a minute and respect the hard work that the band has done over the last 20 years. When I was a little younger, I was just trying to get to the next show or get to the next record or get to the next song, and I really wasn't giving myself enough time to look around and actually see what is transpiring before my eyes. And as I've gotten a little older, I've learned to take a minute and really be aware of that, because it is a very, very tough business to be in, especially the industry now. And that's a lot of because there's so many artists out there, and everybody wants to be a rock star, and everybody wants to be a pop star. And here's the thing, if you think you can do it, and you think that you have the chops, and you think that you have the material, then you should 100% go for it. But don't ever let anyone tell you that it is not 100%. It's a job, and you have to be really, really good at it, and you have to be good at your craft. And you have to practice, and you have to get out there, and you have to be on point as much as you possibly can. So with looking at the records and the songs, I think we're right. I know we're over 20 songs that have, you know, hit the top five on a lot of different charts, and also have gone number one. And there's a lot of top tens in there as well. So I just don't ever take it for granted. I just know that I'm always going to continuously keep doing what it is that I do. But I can never believe in a top. I gotta outdo what I've already done.
Brent from Shinedown with us tonight on Whiplash. It's Full Metal Jacket. I'll have Brent pick a tune to play in just a bit. But for now, let's play another band you'll find on the bill with Shinedown at the Honda Center October 29th. This is Five Finger Death Punch with The Bleeding on KLOS. I can see through the scars inside you. Ghost are playing at the Wiltern October 20th and 21st. It's a KLOS Full Metal Jacket Presents. October 20th is already sold out, but tickets still available for October 21st. Call us at 800-955-KLOS. Caller 25 wins tickets furnished by Live Nation. It is Full Metal Jacket, and Brent Smith of Shinedown is with us tonight on the show. Shinedown are playing the Honda Center with Five Finger Death Punch October 29th. And Brent, sharing the bill with Five Finger Death Punch, it's going to be a little different than typical Shinedown tours. What's fun about touring with bands different from your demographic?
It's not the same thing over and over again. It's not recycled, so to say. Or, you know, it's funny because a friend of mine, David Draymond from Disturbed, I read an interview with him the other day, and he had kind of said that sometimes people, you know, when it gets into the mainstream, can kind of turn into... and he had a point with this, that you can kind of turn into genre snobs, where, like, you know, bands aren't supposed to play with these kinds of artists because it's this kind of music. So you would never put this band with this artist because it's not the same style of music. I just think that's absurd, to be really, I mean, to be truthful. I think music is music and you like what you like. I don't want to have the same meal for dinner every single night. I want to change it up, you know? And don't get me wrong, with this tour, we waited a long time, and we were very specific about doing this co-headline tour with Five Finger, because really, in essence, I feel like this tour is more about rock and roll. Excuse me. I feel like it's more about rock and roll meets heavy metal, because we're two totally different bands. And I think that's why the audience was really excited about hearing the announcement that not only is it us and Five Finger Death Punch, but it's also 6 a.m.